One bullet on your hands. August summer reminisces of a sweltering breeze of death that creeps into the evening, that hurls into the right side of my chest, that flows straight through and back to St. Louis and drifts down to Baltimore, that hurls into another brown boy's leg, that pounds into another one's shoulder, that hopefully won't pierce another one between the eyes. The breeze lingers through the hole in my chest as if it penetrated my brown skin 100 times, and before long I'm slightly eased by the cold sweats. I feel numb to the sweltering breeze. By the time the hole is tended to, 10 sets of hands chase what's left of the breeze throughout the city, while another 10 hold firmly to my wound, and during the gust emerging from the breeze's work of art. By the time the sweltering breeze has swung open the hospital doors, 10 sets of hands frisk me, hoping to discover whether I ran with or against the breeze, while another 10 lay me out on a stretcher, hastily so that I'll run the cold sweats before they drain me of my last bit of life. By the time I'm inside the trauma bay, 10 sets of hands have cut my clothes and located the bullet hole. Another 10 get my blood pressure and insert an IV, while another 10 put me on a ventilator. Nothing except the memory of the breeze lingers. The whistle before it struck me, the burning I felt in the flash. And by the time I'm able to speak, 10 sets of hands pick my brain. 10 sets of hands are preparing medication. And the last 10 make a phone call, bracing the might of horrific shrieks and cries of anger and desperation. It astonishes me that such a fatal breeze blows so much that it's almost like background noise.